This is a joint work with Michalis Polychronakis and Evangelos Markatos, and it's about tolerating overload attacks against packet captioning systems and network traffic monitoring applications. So some popular applications that are interested to analyze the network traffic are network level intrusion detection systems, which aims to detect known attack patterns in the monitor network. And other applications include network traffic classification systems and conduit-based firewalls and more. So these systems are used, typically deployed in vantage points in the monitored network, like an internet gateway in an ISP or an organization. So they need to operate at real time on multiple gigabit speeds. That is usually a challenging task. So in this work, we are actually examining what happens in case of overloads, that is short-term processing bursts or traffic bursts, similar things. So typical packet capturing systems and similar systems are actually using some ring buffers to store the incoming packets into the main memory. And in case of overloads, these memory buffers may fill, so the next incoming packet will just be dropped. So we argue that this random drop policy is not a good choice for this system, because the drop packets may be important packets, for instance, control plane packets or packets containing an attack that should be detected. So even worse, we found that there are some the sources of this overload may be originated by attackers that want to pass an attack or another malicious activity to the monitored network undetected by an overloaded monitoring system. So in this work, we discussed two type of attacks. The first one is an algorithmic complexity attack that is actually exploiting algorithms with significant differences between the average case and the worst case complexities. So an attacker may send specially crafted packets in order to exploit the worst case complexity. And this results to significantly higher processing times per each packet and to an overall slowdown to the system. So this attack is actually more sophisticated and interesting because the attacker does not need to send tons of packets. Just a few packets are enough to overload the system. So the second attack is a typical overload attack, like a denial of service attack, as we know it. So the attacker just sends higher traffic rates than the system can handle. So the current systems are usually try to configure software and hardware in order to adapt to the average or to worst case scenario. But we believe that it's very difficult to find and avoid any kind of overload and find any type of algorithmic vulnerability in a program. So and other solutions include to use some threshold values, for instance, to limit the processing time per each packet. But this would mean that packets taking too long to be processed will be dropped. So this is also not a very good choice. Some algorithmic solutions have been proposed in other works to solve this problem, but these were for specific algorithms and specific algorithmic vulnerability. So we would like a generic technique that could defend even, I guess, unknown algorithmic vulnerabilities. So in a previous work, we suggested to discard the less important packets in case of an overload. But in this work, we suggest to store and process all the packets, even in case of very long overload periods. So we propose a new technique that is called selective packet paging, which is based in two main ideas. The first idea is to add a second layer to the memory management system so that packets can be also stored in a secondary storage in case they do not fit in main memory. And the second idea is to detect the malicious packet which try to slow down the system and send this packet to secondary storage so that the B9 packets will not be affected from the attack. So let me sketch you the first idea of this work, that is a two-layer memory management system. So the incoming packets are first stored in a memory buffer, And when this buffer is full, the next packets are stored in the disk, in a disk buffer. So we decided to use disk storage because it's much cheaper today than the storage in main memory. And typically systems have up to 3 orders of magnitude more disk storage than main memory. So we could tolerate up to 3 orders of magnitudes more longer overload periods. So some packets will be actually processed by the monitoring application, which results to free slots in main memory. So the next packets will be stored preferably in memory to avoid disk delays and overheads. So in order to process and deliver process packets in the order they arrived, we use this packet receive index that is a single bit for each packet to point its location either in memory or in disk. The problem with this approach that I presented is that in case of an overload, both benign and malicious packets will be buffered to disk. So even if no packet is actually being dropped, the benign packets will experience large latencies in their processing. So we propose a detection mechanism for the malicious packets, that is packets with unusually high processing time, so that only these packets will be buffered to secondary storage, and they will be given lower priority, so they will be processed when there are available resources, and the benign packets will not be affected by the attack. So in order to detect these past packets taking too long to be processed, the first idea would be to just read the CPU timestamp counter just before and after processing each packet. The first problem with this approach is that the packet cannot be evicted from the inspection engine since they are already processed. And the second problem is that we measure the total system time and not the time spent in the monitoring application. So the next idea is to set a timer with a constant interval just before processing each packet and issue an interrupt when this interval passes. So if the packet is still being processed, it will be evicted and it will be marked as suspicious, this packet and its flow and its sources probably. So the problem with this approach is the first problem is the runtime overhead for setting a timer per each packet because it requires a system call. And the second problem is that constant or predictable interval may be used by attackers to evade detection by imposing a slightly lower delay per each packet. So we actually proposed to set a timer with a random interval. The interval will be chosen randomly between a low and a high value. So the high value ensures that the overhead remains low, while the low value ensures that even packets with low delay could be detected by our approach. So malicious packets will be detected when two successive timers expire while the same packet is being processed. So to study the proposed approach, we used both an analytical model and simulation study that is based on the fact that even if a single packet may be passed undetected by the randomized timer, to be effective, an attacker should send more than one packet, a sequence of packets, to actually overload the system. So we found that the probability of detection approaches one very fast as the attacker sends more packets. So actually, our results indicate that when all packets are attack packets, imposing 200 microsecond processing delay, the attack can be detected within the first 10 milliseconds, while in a more conservative case for 25% of attack packets with 100 microseconds, the attack can be detected within the first 170 milliseconds. So we implemented our approach within the lib pickup packet capturing library, so existing applications can use it without any code modifications. And we evaluated our system in a testbed environment with two machines. The first machine ran its Nord intrusion detection system and it was equipped with 4 disks in RAID 0 for parallel storage to be used by our selective packet paging approach. And the other machine sent background traffic, some actual results to test the detection capability, accuracy of Snort. And it was evaluated with an algorithmic complexity attack by sending some crafted packets and to actually issue this attack. So also on just these results, we sent an increasing number of grafted packets per minute and measured the percentage of dropped packets. So the we observed that the original system lost more than 80% of the attacks for 10,000 grafted packets per minute, while our system was able to process all the packets, even for 1 million grafted packets per minute. And we observed a slight packet drop rate in higher traffic rate because our disk system was not able to sustain this traffic rate. So we also observed in the green line that only the attack packets were actually buffered to disk. We also observed that the dropped packets resulted to missed attacks. So the original system lost all the attacks for 1,000 craft packets per minute, while our system didn't lose any attack up to 1 million packets since no packet were dropped. So to summarize, we believe it's very difficult to predict and avoid any kind of overloads and algorithmic attacks, and the problem may become harder as monitoring applications need to perform more complex analysis. So we presented and implemented the selective packet paging technique, that is a generic defense against unknown attacks and unpredictable overloads. With these two ideas I just presented. So thank you very much.
Questions?
So just to make sure I understand, I'm Rick Farrow. What you're doing is the timer has to do with the analysis part of snort. So if snort's taking more than some increment of time, that's when you page it. Is that correct?
Yes.
That was the part I just didn't understand. So it's really, you're not just, this is an online analysis system, and if the analysis takes more than some window of time, and the window of time is set by these two random timers, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Well, it's a clever idea, but the other problem is that you ran out of disk bandwidth at 1 million packets per second.
Sorry.
You ran out of the ability to actually store to backup at some point.
Yeah, the problem was the disk system, that the write throughput was actually pretty close to this rate. So, if we use faster disks or more disks, we could sustain more.
Okay.
Or packets.
Thank you.
Thank you.